My discomfort increased when the tone of The Little Mermaid got uglier. Maybe the fans were getting bored, so I let up the ante by adding two new verses, one about an American sailor and the other about a Jew. The American, in a top hat and uniform spangled with stars and stripes, succeeded in saving the mermaid, though when it came time to have sex, the Yank couldn't perform and ran away. A few seconds later, the Jewish sailor shambled into the spotlight. In a prayer shawl and yarmulke, Lou shrugged and turned up her palms in the gesture that had become shorthand for the weak, fake, innocent Jew. There were plenty of Jews in the audience, but there was none of the protest, however mild, that Arlette got from the other groups. No one spoke, no one breathed. It was one thing to joke about the Germans, but quite another to mock the Jewish sailor for refusing to save the mermaid unless he was paid in full up front. Arlette stopped singing. The band fell silent. Tension jittered the air. Finally, Arlette waved her hand and flashed musicians a grin. They picked up their drumstick and raised their trumpets. She sang the verse about the French sailor who bravely jumps into the water and catches the mermaid in his muscular arms just as she's going under for the last time. He rescues her, they marry, and proudly produce a half dozen healthy French babies. Everything is forgotten, or at least forgiven. The German, the Chinaman, the Englishman, the American, the Jew, everyone's in on the joke. Lou picked Arlette up again and spun her in triumph. The shortest of the dancers pranced out in baby bonnets, fishtails, and sailor suits. "Bravo," shouted the crowd. Why didn't anyone say anything? Why didn't anyone object? It was Lionel Mayne who finally made the fuss that the rest of us should have made. Maybe it was just being American, without European manners or the European fear that a relative might be watching. Or maybe it was the fact that by the time Arlette added the extra verses, his belly dancer girlfriend Fatima had been forced to leave Paris for not having her papers in order. Perhaps it was just that Lionel could get aggressive when he drank. I never understood why Gabor loved him or thought he was so brilliant. He was the sort of cowboy caveman other men admire. I always had mixed feelings about him. I admired his spirit, but he annoyed and insulted me both. When he looked at me, he saw an old witch, though I was younger than he was. One night, as the applause for Arlette was beginning to subside, Lionel started swearing. His French deteriorated. He shouted something about a military parade and puppets and Arlette not having a soul until Fat Bernard and one of the African dancers hustled him out of the club. Gabor looked as helpless as I felt. We should have followed Lionel out, but what could we have done? A woman in very high heels and a short Hungarian worried about his camera. Later, we learned that Lionel had been beaten up. I will forever feel guilty for not having helped him, though later I would make up for my momentary inaction. Arlette signaled the musicians and repeated the last verse. The audience cheered as if she'd staggered up from a knockdown. Why was I surprised? Everyone wants to be on the winning side.